Carmel Cipollone is with us today as we reflect on the political scene. Thanks for your time again, Carmel. Tēnā koe. Hi there, Carmel.
Morena.
Morena, thanks very much for joining us. Obviously, there's not a lot of traction needed to talk about the inner workings of other parties, but I have noticed that the Labor Party are suggesting that the infighting has meant that they're distracted from the real job that's at hand, and that's running the country. Your thoughts on yesterday's attempted coup and the survival of Luxon before we move on to other subjects, please, Carmel?
Yeah, it is absolutely the case. All the general public can see is a government, a National Party that's focused on themselves. They are having their own internal ructions when actually New Zealanders want them to be focused on what matters to them. And mostly that's the cost of living, but it is things like health, it is the jobs, it is the cost of living, and it is housing. And so we've got a National Party that is completely distracted by their own internal ructions.
It would seem that it creates an enormous opportunity for Labor to make gains, but disappointingly from your perspective, it seems the polls are suggesting a slip of sorts. I spoke to Willie yesterday about rogue polls and how some organisations have vested interests while they are preparing those polls. What would you say of the polls and the way that you're reading them, Carmel?
Well, I think the most important thing is that the polls are consistently saying that Labor is ahead. And that demonstrates to the general public that there is an opportunity to change the government. They may not have been successful at changing their leader, but the voters out there can change the government on November the 7th. Labor is ahead, and what we need to do is make sure that we get further ahead. And so we're very much just focused on making sure that New Zealanders are aware of the fact that things can be better than what they are right now. Dale, it's been so messy, and obviously we know that our whānau have been struggling for the last 2.5-3 years, and we can't continue like this. And so they didn't succeed at changing their leader, but the country can succeed at changing the government.
Carmel, according to the latest New Zealand Herald Motu Research poll of polls, the Labour, Greens and Te Pāti Māori, according to them, have just a 3.2% probability of being able to form a government in the next election. How is it that you read Labour ahead in all the polls that you're referencing?
Well, we are ahead as a political party, and what we need to make sure of is that we turn our people out to vote. You know, I've been out with my team, and I know all of the Labor MPs and candidates have been, to make sure that our people are enrolled to vote. And it's a little bit scary, to be honest, when you go to some particular parts of our community and you realise how many are not enrolled to vote. I did an area in Avondale last Saturday with my team, and it was an area that has a high density of state housing, Dale, and, you know, with my partner, because we go out in pairs, you know, in less than 2 hours, we had 28 enrolments. Now, that's a lot, you know, for just a Labor candidate and another person to be out collecting. We've got to remind our people how to vote. We've got to remind our people to vote and how easy it is. You know, I keep telling people wherever I go, Vote NZ, go on, www.votenz, go online, check if you're enrolled, check if you're enrolled for the right address, and if you're not, then enroll. It's all there. And so to all of our people out there listening who are enrolled and are, you know, absolutely committed to voting, it's also about making sure that our whānau are enrolled to vote too. And so I just can't stress that enough. Especially, Dale, in light of the fact that the government have changed the rules and that people are not going to be able to enrol to vote 2 weeks out from the election.
Okay, you were talking to a lot of people in the State House community, pretty down-home type people. You've got a lot of aloha for them, having lived in the State House as a kid myself. So what were you finding when you spoke with them about the realities, the hardships perhaps of living under the current political regime, Carmel?
Well, firstly, I'll say that almost all of them were Māori, Pacific, and from our ethnic communities. And every single one of them was saying that thing they're struggling with the most is the cost of living. And we needed to remind them too that under this government, if they're successful, then next year they're looking at putting up their rents, because effectively what they've done is said, we're going to make your rent more expensive in Housing New Zealand houses so that we can take that money and then make the accommodation supplement for some a little bit more. But that $31 extra per week that they would be paying in rent is $31 that they can't afford. And so they were telling us the same thing that all New Zealanders are telling us, that the cost of living is hard, and we can only imagine, and we know, that for them it's even harder.
So many are accusing Labor of sleepwalking, or not issuing the number of policies that would be appropriate so close to an election, and that people's dissatisfaction with the current arrangement would be the biggest boost that Labor needs. Now, you might question that. What are some of the policies that you're proud of and you think that could tip the result of this election?
So we've been very clear that we will be announcing all of our policies before the election. You can expect it in the coming weeks. But the policies that we have announced already have been focused on what we have said is our priority, which is a reflection of what New Zealanders are telling us their priority, and that is the cost of living. It is stuff, Dale, like the important three free GP visits for New Zealanders a year. You know, that not only helps people get their costs down, but it means that they're accessing the primary health care that they need when they need it, as opposed to going to our emergency departments, going to our hospitals, which is a last resort and far too late and way more expensive for the health system than what it is going to primary health care, our GPs. We've also announced things like our public transport policy, so that in places like Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, you'd be paying a maximum of $20 per week for public transport, and it would be capped, so that helps get the cost down and also encourages people to use their public transport. There's a range of other things that we've announced: free maternity scans, free cervical screening, which should be free because it's not like women have a choice. They need to get that done. And you will see more policies like that announced as we move along. Also, just like so many other parents and grandparents are so concerned about our kids having to move overseas for opportunity. So it's about job creation. It's about the investment and apprenticeship boost so that our people can get the qualifications that they need, particularly our young people, to go into the trades and jobs that that we know are going to be very important moving forward.
Tēnā koe, was there any discussion among your colleagues about the proposal to boost marae funding and capability? It was a significant spend, I think $2.4 billion that the Greens announced in their corridor over the weekend. How did this sit with Labor Party members?
Yeah, our own policy, when our manifesto comes out, will again demonstrate our commitment to Māori, our commitment to Māori whānau, to Te Tiriti. And I believe, you know, we have an amazing track record with regards to serving our Māori community. And so you'll see our policy when it's announced.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much, Carmel, for your time this morning. I look forward to another kōrero soon. Mauri ora, kia koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Carmel Sepuloni, with us today.